Good morning, right, Regina, Chicago.
Welcome to the call this morning. This is Kathy Washington in Atlanta, Georgia. We are calling this Our God is a Wonder Wednesday, and we're so glad to have you on the Master's Call this morning. We're going to go ahead and get out of the way now so that we can bring on our host. We praise God for this mighty woman of God and all that she's doing for the kingdom. Pastor Vanessa, are you on the call this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, I am. Greetings of the warmest kind from Big Dallas, Texas this morning, welcoming each and every one of you to the Master's Call. We praise God for your presence. We're excited about what God is doing in us and through us. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for welcoming everybody on this wonderful Wednesday morning. We have an exciting call this morning because you're here and the presence of the Lord is here. So we just want to briefly tell you a little bit about us so we can get started and do what the Master has designed for us to do on this call, which is just lift up the name of Jesus. The mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And I am humbled and honored to say that, wow, it'll almost be a year that the visionaries, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Spring, and myself started this journey, and we have been humbled and honored each and every morning to have a platform, a place, and a purpose where we are pointing our prayers, our hearts, and our hopes toward our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And on this call, it is really all about Jesus, to enrich your lives through the Word of God, to enhance your mind with the possibilities. Enhance means to add on so that we can see with the eyes of faith the awesome things that God wants to do in us and through us. And inherent in His Word is packed with the anointing and the power that destroys the yoke. And the Scripture that the Lord has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that we always put Him first. We celebrate Him. We lift Him up. And we are just saying a shout out for Jesus, because if we don't say and give Him His say, nothing else matters. We do have a website where all the messages have been archived since we began this pilgrimage, and our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can find a list. All you have to do is click on the link and truly have your soul refreshed, revived, restored, and sometimes just refocused on how good our God is. And we encourage you to be our missionaries in the marketplace and share this website with others and let them know that there is a place, there is a platform that totally lifts up the name of Jesus. And we also know a mandate that the Lord put on our hearts when we began this journey was to pray, was to lift His name up with intercession, because we know that it's the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. And we have an email address where we encourage you to send us your prayer requests. Love to get those praise reports also, or just a shout out that God is good all the time. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We consider it an honor to lift up those prayer requests and bombard heaven with the Word of God that we know has the anointing to destroy the yoke. And we are always looking for other prayer warriors who have a heart and a desire to pray. I call them our frontline soldiers, our foot soldiers that go in the trenches. And we understand prayer is work, but it brings about great success in Christ. So if you're interested and being a prayer warrior, we encourage you to go to that email address and shoot us an email at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Amber, will get back with you. The thread that the Lord used to knit our hearts that birthed this vision is Artists International, a God-ordained company, a Christian company, a family-owned company. And our heart when we began this journey was to lift them up, cover them in prayer. The administration there, all of the distributors from our awesome platinums all the way down to the advisor who joined last night, we understand the importance of prayer. And so all of these artist distributors on the line, we're encouraging you to go to your back office and learn about the great things, the promotions, the I Am Artist Tour that's going on, and avail yourself. I tell you, we have the best products, the best ability to get the wealth and the health. Because what good does it do to get the wealth if your health is all messed up? So we are just, I got a two-for-one double whammy that we know has changed lives and has encouraged hearts and created financial legacies of wealth. So we encourage those of you who are on the line who are not a part of artists. You are more than welcome. But we want you to get back with the person who invited you to our call and understand and learn what all the excitement is about. We're going to go on and have our opening prayer at this time. I don't know, Kathy, are you doing the prayer, or is Minister Willett coming back?
Pastor Vanessa is Sister Amber.
Yes. All righty.
Can you hear me?
Got the prayer, General. Yes, please, open us up in prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for this wonderful Wednesday as we go into prayer and open the heavens on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rise early to declare your lordship, and we get under the covering of the anointing of the early riser, and we come into agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. And God, oh, let our prayers meet you this morning, and we command the morning to open its ears to our prayers, and let conception take place, that prayer will reign and be dispatched upon the earth to do your will and your command. God, we are strategically lined up with a ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. The angels are descending and ascending according to your word that we speak. And whatever we bind or loose on earth is already bound and loose in heaven. So revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationship, finances, and resources that have been demonically blocked right now in the name of Jesus is being loose right now. And we command the morning to capture the day. Time is being redeemed for the people of God. And God, we know that the airways and the highways are already being hijacked for Jesus. So God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the woman of God that will bring forth the word. Father God, let the fire of God, let supernatural strength come upon her. Father God, we thank you that the word will come as rivers of living water. God, we thank you that the word will be burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. So God, we thank you that we have already bind the hand of the enemy. We veto and cancel his every diabolical assignment and reverse it and send it back to the very pit of hell. Now we sit in position of the word of God that you would send to us, that it will change lives. We do not pray earthbound prayers, but we look for the manifestation of everything that we pray, because we pray according to your word, according to faith. So now, God, I bless the woman of God that will bring forth the word of God, strategically the blueprint that you have given her. We thank you and we praise you for it. We decree and declare that it's so. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Amber, for commanding the morning. We have just two more quick announcements before we bring forth the word of God today. First, we want to announce to everyone, we're sad, but we understand the shifting of seasons, that many of you have been so, so blessed every Tuesday and Friday morning with Dr. and Dr. Walter, and we love to affectionately call her Dr. J. Henderson, and they have been on their vacation that they take every month the month of August, but through prayer and just seeking the heart of God, they have decided not to return to the call on a fixed schedule, mainly as Dr. J was telling me that the Lord is sending them out of the country several times over the next couple of months to minister, and they just felt that it would not be fair to the call, and then it would be a little bit more required on them when you're worried about being on the line, when you know you may be overseas, no reception, and different things of that, but they will be on the call from time to time when their schedule allows it, and we just are so grateful for the season that they were with us, and we look forward for the times when they can come back in, but we wanted you to know that, and we understand seasons. I'm a prophet. I truly understand seasons, and I'm so grateful for the seasons and the deposit that they made so faithfully for many, many months, so keep them lifted up in prayer as they embark on even more international travels over the next couple of months. And then secondly, got a text late last night. I had talked with Pastor Chuck yesterday. His father, many of you all know, had double pneumonia and had just returned from overseas. It just really was touch and go there for a while, but we praise God. He is doing so, so much better. But Pastor Chuck felt the need to go back down to Houston to be at his father's side again and left late last night. So he will not be on the call today, but definitely sends his prayers and says he'll be back on the post next Wednesday. And I'm encouraging each and every one of us to keep him lifted up in prayer. So there is still a word from the Lord, and I'm going to minister what the Lord gave for me to minister today, because it really, this call is all about Jesus. And we're going to talk this morning from the topic, make this a September to remember. Make this a September to remember. You know, Monday I talked about Labor Day and a labor of love. So I want to kind of continue in that same theme of making it happen. I'm going to talk about this morning three M's to godly success. We're going to decide, we're going to make up our mind that this is going to be the September to remember, laboring with love, but utmost, we're going to make it happen with three M's to godly success. See, this morning we're going to decide to make this September to remember while many are reflecting, looking back on 10 years since 9/11. And we should honor and memorialize the many who lost their lives that fatal day 10 years ago. But I want to really minister to our spirits and our minds that we are all going to make it happen for our families, for our finances, and our future right now, this month. Remember the number 9 stands for maturation, completing the cycle, like a woman carries a child 9 months, or usually in school 9 months of a year, giving birth to something. So let's make this our turnaround month. Our let's make it happen month. See, this month, let's talk about the three M's to godly success. Not success according to the world, but godly success. So the first M is a godly mindset. Oh, man, we've had so much teaching and so much ministry. Whenever you turn on the TV lately, we're understanding, boy, we can get your spirit saved. It's great when you come to the altar and give your life to Christ. Salvation is an event, but sanctification, the changing of our mind, our lifestyle, our habits, that's a process. And it starts with us having a godly mindset for godly success. We have to learn to seek God and get the mind of Christ, to get his desire, have an appetite for what he wants us to have an appetite for, his system, his strategies for our lives. That's what must come first. One of my favorite scriptures, I speak it over my life every day, 1 Corinthians 2:16, when Paul was writing to church folks in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 2:16 reads, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." In other words, when I feel a little tripping coming on, you know, when I feel Nessa's tripping, I'm like, whoop, let me just put my hands on my own head and speak and declare, I have the mind of Christ. Don't y'all act so deep, you'll drown in shallow water this morning. All of us get to thinking kind of a little scenic and off focus, and we have to lay hands on our own selves and decree, I have the mind of Christ. I'm announcing it to all of heaven and all of hell that I don't care what it feels like, looks like. I have the mind of Christ. See, to have a godly mindset, takes daily practicing what God says about you. Often it's not what we feel or even what we may think, but only what God says about us. But we have to choose to daily develop a godly mindset by speaking it, by decreeing and declaring it over our life, only what God says about us. No more stinking thinking. This is our turnaround month. This is our get it right month. This is our let's make it happen month. See, our attitude determines our altitude, Eagles, and you can only soar as high as you're thinking. Many times people have an awesome idea and a vision from God, and they speak it to your mind, and my God, it just drops. It dies right there because your mindset is so off, we choke it to death. We don't have the room and the eyes of faith to see the possibilities. Go on this morning and say, amen, oh me. See, we must develop and nurture a godly mindset which has a soar like the eagle that we are. How, you're saying, Dr. Vanessa? Well, by rehearsing his word. So you don't rehearse anything just one time. You rehearse again and again his word, letting all of heaven and earth hear what the word says about us. I love how I'm going to give him a little coffee. And, you know, now we've got our little cafe coffee from artists. I give him a little coffee in the morning, and I walk around, and I do my affirmations, and I can get my own self happy in the morning even before I get on this call because I'm speaking to the atmosphere. And I say things like, and the Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us in Ephesians 3:20. Because I'm reminding myself, now I don't know about y'all, but I think pretty big. In this big, great state of Texas, I have some big little thoughts in this mind, some big dreams, some big visions. And when God says that he can do exceedingly abundantly, oh, that's enough to get me going every morning. And the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate, means study, therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. See, I understand that there's something I have to do, then God's promised that he will do what I cannot do. When I study, when I meditate, when I saturate my mind, when I marinate my heart in the word, then only out of me will come the things that are prosperous and in good success. And the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. Prove means test. What is that good and acceptable and perfect? Perfect means mature. Will of God. See, I want to get my mind right, get my thinking focused on what God wants. And the Bible says, see, I'm not worried about what I say. My opinions have never destroyed any yokes, neither has yours. It's only the word of God that destroys the yoke. So the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1. I teach so many times to our members that you've got to be spiritually led, not carnally led. What do you mean by that, Dr. Vanessa? Well, I mean, you can't keep being led by your emotions. God gives us emotions, but they must submit to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. See, too many of us want to flesh out, hormonal out on folks. And I couldn't help it. Yes, you can. You just told your heart a lie. Because the Spirit of the prophet, your mouth, is subject to what you know you want to say. I bet you somebody had a gun to your head and said, if you say one more thing, I'm going to blow it off. I bet you all of a sudden you'd emotionally get it together. So we have to be honest and say, God, I want your mind. I want you to lead me today. And the Bible says, I am an overcomer, and I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:11. See, I'm speaking to your spirits this morning. Some of y'all spirits are like, thank you, Pastor, thank you, because it's been a long time since you decreed and declared and just spoke what the word. We get on the phone and we rehearse the problem. No, say what God says. Your words carry power. Speak the word. Eat the word. Decree and declare the word over your lives and your family. Now I want us all of us to decree and declare to the heavens, according to Job 22, that 27th through 28th verse in Job, when he was going through, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be, not it may be, not, well, we'll see if it will, and it shall, it's an authoritative word, it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. See yourself with the eyes of faith. We talked about guarding your ear gates. Hear for yourself. Believe for yourself with a godly mindset that has only godly success in your future. You go, whatever mess you're in now, say, oh, you're making a message out of this, God. Whatever test you're going through, oh, I'm lifting my hands because it's only for my testimony. See, I don't want just a moaning. I got to pass this test. And then see yourself and say, yeah, I'm bad to the bone. I'm going to be the light of Christ, the image of Christ wherever I go. See, many of us have heard of and read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The key to remember about this book is that it teaches us to what? Think and grow rich. In other words, what the mind or the mindset can believe, we all can achieve. See, here's the other side of that coin. The wrong mindset can have the three D's of doom. The wrong mindset can delay, derail, and ultimately destroy the plans and promises and purpose that God has for our lives. Speak over yourself each and every day. I have the mind of Christ, and I am. That's why I love when artists had the I Am Artist Tour. See, when I heard that I am, you know, the prophet in me, all my little spirit got excited. Oh, I am successful in artists. These products are what people need. It's an answer to someone's prayer. It's a tool to be in the minister in the marketplace. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I have the eyes of faith. I have the eyes of an eagle. Make it a September to remember, to labor with the love, making it happen. Our three M's to godly success. Ooh, let me hurry along. The second M in achieving the three M's of godly success is we must take massive action. See, many times we forget that Jesus sought his Father in prayer for a strategy, a plan of God. But then he got off his knees. Jesus got off his knees. You must get off your blessed assurance. You must get up and be about the business of God and take action. Yeah, I said it. James 2, 18, that 18th verse in James 2 said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. See, the two main ingredients of massive action is motivation and momentum. There is a saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Put some energy in your voice. People see the sound and hear the sound of excitement in your actions and your voice. Let others see and feel your positive energy in everything you're doing, and it will absolutely become contagious and build the momentum to make it happen. See, as we lead our team and artists or whatever business you may be in, as you lead or allowed to lead in your own circle of influence, they need to see your momentum and your motivation, and it will automatically create the momentum. See, in the Bible, we saw Paul operate with massive action, always displaying his great love for Christ, motivating others to serve Christ no matter what. And we read in our Bible still today how it created a momentum that turned the lives of people upside down. Our ultimate example, Jesus Christ, took massive action with everyone he encountered. He was our first example of the three-foot rule. See, another great example of massive action comes today when I love, and even when she was at the Houston, when I was at the Houston Regional Conference, our beloved Martha Marie Preston, with her little tape measure she throws out, always reminds us of the three-foot rule and taking massive action, as her and godmother Dorothy Cook were called the jump-out sisters. and their motto, believing we can fit them as big as you can get them. And it ain't over until the fat lady sings, and she ain't singing because we got her in a body magic. Well, what they're saying is when you have the excitement and you've got some good news, there ought to be some energy in what you're doing. See, another great football theologian, Yogi Bear Bryant, always reminded his team, it ain't over, and it ain't over until it is over, and it ain't over yet. Jesus' love and anointing reached out and touched all who came near him. Jesus showed us the ultimate example of motivating others with love in demonstration. Don't have people saying that they can't hear what you're saying because they are watching what you're doing. See, let our actions line up with our message. Be the living epistle. Jesus created a momentum that literally turned the world upside down. And today, this morning, all around the world, the motivation and momentum causes us to spread the gospel, the good news, the gospelia, taking the massive action, being his hands as instruments of being his ministers in the marketplace, sharing Christ events today. Make it a September to remember to labor with love, making it happen. And last minute, we're going to do this last M of our godly success. The third M in achieving the three M's of godly success is we must build a monument, a memorial for future generations to always remember. What are we saying? In other words, be God's example. Our determination to finish big by the end of each and every month is to better provide for our future, to create a better lifestyle for our future. See, in Scripture, with every major victory, the children of Israel would build a memorial, establish a monument, so that they would never, ever forget. You've heard the Jews. What's their motto? We'll never forget. Put pictures, images in front of you to constantly remind you of how far God has brought you, as you remember his promises of how even further he desires to take you. When we see a cross, we remember the ultimate sacrifice of Christ, dying for our sins on the cross. It should encourage us to daily do what we need to do to build a legacy of faith, wealth, and health for our families. Every day, build the memories, create the memories that glorify our God and edify others. All today, make it a September to remember, to labor with love, making it happen. The three M's to godly success. I decree and declare that this word be sealed in your spirits and that it encourage your heart. Today, this month, make it happen for you and your family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'll turn it over to Minister Robin, who will now close us out with a word of prayer. Robin, are you there?
Pastor Vanessa?
Yes?
This is Kathy Washington. I'm going to close out with prayer this morning.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for the word this morning. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer and seal the powerful word that has come forth from the woman of God. Father, we just thank you right now for this word. It has so blessed our hearts today. God, as we set forth a new month, a new time where we can look forward to what you're going to do in our lives. And she's already properly said, a September to remember where we can make it happen with godly success. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for having a godly mindset. We thank you, Lord God, that we've got to take massive action. Help us, oh God, to create a memorial, God, that we may never forget the things that you have done for us. And so, God, we seal this word today into our hearts, Lord God. Thank you that it is falling on good ground today. Not just let us be a hearer of the word, but God, we thank you that we are indeed a doer of the word. We'll take heed to what has been said to us today in our lives, God, as it relates to our spiritual walk, also in our businesses, Lord God. We thank you, God, that our lives shall ever, forever be changed as a result of the word of God that has gone forth on this morning. Now, God, we pray, God, that you return virtue back to the woman of God who has given out, Lord God, out of her spirit this morning. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life. We ask, God, that you will pour back into her and strengthen her now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to do the mighty work that you're doing into her life, Lord God, expanding her ministry and taking her to the next level and dimension in you. We bless you, oh God, for all these prayer requests that we have before us now. We thank you, God, because you are the one that we can look to and we can turn to in the midst of trouble. We thank you, oh God, that you said that we ask anything in your name, God, believing you, we'll receive it. And so, God, we hold up now, oh God, the ones that have called and asked us to pray for healing. We're thanking you today because you are Jehovah Rapha. And so we're asking you, Lord God, we're praying for Elena, Lord God, who needs healing, Lord God, from this disc that's going on in her body right now. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. We're holding up Jackie, God, and healing of the respiratory problems. Erica, Lord God, and her total healing of diabetes. Oh, God, we're holding up Kip right now, God, and we're asking that you send a bone marrow donor to him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we're holding up, Lord God, even others who are on our prayer list today, asking for prayer for healing in their body. We thank you, Lord God, that your word has already declared in Psalms 103:3 that your healing is, you are the one who heals us of all of our diseases. And we bless you for it today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for being the mighty God that you are. Lord, we're holding up Pearly Mae Smith, Lord God, who needs approvals, Lord God, for necessary paperwork regarding her husband. We're asking you, Lord God, to intervene on her situation. Those that have asked us to pray for wisdom today, we're asking, Lord God, wisdom for Tammy, Lord God, who needs wisdom with her finances, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Provide the wisdom that she needs. Put the people in alignment for her, Lord God, to help her and give her what she needs to get her finances in order. Lord, we're praying for the Preston family, Lord God. Mother and dad, Lord God, we're holding them up before you and asking, Lord God, that you continue to heal their body. Continue to touch them, Lord God, where they are today. And Lord God, even the Tim family, Lord God, we're holding up Pastor Reaver now, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, that you continue to order this woman of God, Steph, Lord God. Give her the wisdom that she needs, Lord God, as she begins to move into this new phase, a new transition of her life. We're asking, Lord God, that you continue to be God all by yourself. Lord, I thank you for this church family, and I ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless them, continue to lead them, Lord God, in Jesus' matchless name. I thank you, God, for the support that is needed within this body, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you'll raise up leaders to come and undergird Pastor Tim's now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you comfort their heart because you are the God of all comfort, and we give you praise and honor and glory. We ask these things now in the matchless and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for sealing that word and lifting up these prayer requests, because we're believing God that we know he has heard and will answer every prayer request. We thank God for each and every one of you, our TMC family. We're honored that you're part of the Master's Call family each and every day. And we thank God for our prayer general, Minister Amber, who opened us up with the word of prayer, and again, Minister Kathy, for greeting all of God's people as they join the line. Now we encourage you, as you go out this day, as we do each and every day, it's your turn, it's your time, and it is the task that God has given us to submit and obey the call of the Master on your life. Everybody has a blueprint. Everybody has a specific assignment. Now it's our turn to go out and be those ministers in the marketplace, those kingdom builders for Jesus. I look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Have a great day and be blessed. Bye-bye.